Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue with the admitted and apparent errors in last Friday's jobs and unemployment report. As I discuss Wednesday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics news release itself admitted that it may have understated the unemployment rate by 3% because survey respondents may have misunderstood the questions asked of them. There are also other apparent errors in the report that could help explain the huge discrepancy between federal officials projecting that last Friday's unemployment rate might be as high as 23% and the actual 13.3% in the report. One problem is that soaring unemployment resulted in enormous paperwork burdens on state government unemployment systems. It may be that as many as 2 million people may have been uncounted as unemployed only because their status has not yet been processed by state governments. Also, a company called South Bay Research identified two other ways that unemployment was understated. There is always some percentage of unemployment compensation claims that are incorrect. With the enormous unemployment compensation applications, the number of fraudulent claims would also increase. However, South Bay Research contends that the BLS dropped 3.7 million unemployed people as being fraudulent claims, a percentage suspiciously far higher than before. Also, South Bay Research contends that the BLS has changed its methodology for the latest report, with the result that 4 million unemployed people are no longer counted as unemployed. While statistical methodologies can be improved, there is a consistent pattern that changes made by federal government agencies invariably skew the results in the direction that is more favorable to the government. Altogether, between what the BLS explicitly admitted and what it did not, there could be as many as 10 million more unemployed people than reflected in last Friday's report. Had most of these been included, then last Friday's jobs and unemployment report would have been more consistent with other government and private economic statistics. The last time there was major dissonance in the BLS jobs report, in November 2012, the agency gradually whittled away the discrepancy over the following several months. Will this happen again this time? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.